Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could limit how much federal agencies can regulate the climate impacts of new infrastructure projects. The case is about a proposed railway line in Utah that would carry oil to the Gulf Coast. The D.C. Circuit Court has ruled the federal government should look into both the upstream and downstream environmental impacts of the railway line, but the company building the project and a coalition of seven Utah counties are appealing the D.C. Circuit's ruling. Overall, it's a tricky case with big implications for permitting America's energy infrastructure, and it's also the latest move by the High Court to scrutinize the federal government's environmental authority. Today, Politico's Alex Guillen and I discuss the stakes of this new case and how SCOTUS is changing the climate regulatory landscape. It's Tuesday, June 25th.
So the Supreme Court is taking up this case that challenged a new railway line that was approved in Utah. It's a pretty short line. It's only 88 miles long, but a company wanted to build it because a lot of oil is produced in rural areas of Utah, in this case, the Uinta Basin. And at the moment, it's all carried out on trucks, which it takes a long time and it's more costly. And so they want to build a train railway line in order to carry the oil out on train. And technically, any freight could be moved on that line, but it's going to be used for oil. An agency called the Surface Transportation Board that regulates these kind of things approved the line, and then environmentalists challenged it, as well as a county in Colorado, over the environmental study that the agency had done. It limited what it looked at to essentially the direct impacts of building the line itself, and not the upstream or downstream or other consequential things that could happen because the line is built. So, for example, this could lead to increased oil and gas production in the basin, and that has multiple impacts on the environment, impacts on the climate, endangered species. It also means more oil is going to get transported to the Gulf Coast to be refined. That has impacts on communities there as well. And there's other things too, like, you know, with more oil trains traveling along the broader rail network, that increases the chances of a derailment or a leak of some sort. And so environmentalists argued the agency really needed to study all those things before it approved the line. Then last year, the D.C. Circuit agreed with them, which put the project on hold, and now they've appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to take it up. So this case is going to question what's the extent of the sort of environmental review the agencies have to conduct, and is it limited to that agency's regulatory authority? Obviously, the Surface Transportation Board is not an environmental regulator. They regulate transportation on the surface specifically, and so they don't have any regulatory authority over downstream oil and gas production or upstream refining, or environmental impacts on local communities. That's outside their range. So they argued they shouldn't have to do that kind of environmental study before they approve a project. So the Supreme Court's going to step in and decide what is the extent of environmental reviews here.
That's interesting. And of course, the case could actually have major implications for federal agencies, both really under the Biden administration and future administrations, no matter the party. So what would you say the stakes are for the case more broadly?
Yeah, this is something that has been fought over at multiple agencies in recent years. Some of the higher profile fights about whether and how agencies should be considering things like greenhouse gases that come from the upstream and downstream effects of projects they're approving. A lot of those fights have been happening at FERC, actually, in the last 5 to 10 years. When FERC is doing something like approving LNG export terminals to be built, they previously weren't considering upstream and downstream greenhouse gas effects from, you know, increased exports of natural gas. The courts have, in recent years, been ruling more and more that FERC needs to study those things, which has delayed some projects for sure. But this is going to have some widespread impact, because if they rule that agencies not only don't have to look at the upstream and downstream effects of their permitting decisions, but are in fact barred from doing so, that could have significant impact for agencies that are approving fossil fuel projects, infrastructure projects, that kind of thing. So I think a lot of people are going to be watching this case very closely to find out, is climate change and environmental justice and other issues something that agencies are even allowed to consider when they're approving projects like this?
And of course, the case also is kind of part of this pattern we've seen where the High Court, of course, which is conservative right now. They've really issued rulings, taken up cases where they're scrutinizing the federal government's environmental authority. So can you talk about some of those other rulings and this pattern more broadly and kind of what it says about the court?
Yeah. So strictly on environmental issues, you know, a couple of years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that EPA's regulatory authority on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants is limited. And so we're seeing that play out still. A year ago, they ruled on WOTUS, Waters of the United States, which is the rule that says which waterways are federally controlled and which ones are controlled by the states. That significantly limited federal jurisdiction over waters. And then more broadly, we're also seeing the Supreme Court move toward jurisprudence that limits executive branch authority, limits regulatory authority, and gives judges more power to strike down rules. So when they were issuing the power plant decision a couple of years ago, they sort of introduced the major questions doctrine, which said an agency that's using novel powers to do something with sweeping economic effect has to have really clear authority from Congress to do that. In the coming days, we're expecting to see a ruling on Chevron deference, which could limit or overturn this 40-year-old doctrine that says when a statute is ambiguous, judges should defer to agencies' reasonable interpretations of it. That's something that a lot of agencies under presidents from both parties have used to defend their regulations in court. So we're seeing a couple of different patterns here playing out where they're both more skeptical of agency power and moving to limit the environmental authority of the executive branch.
Also, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee released its bipartisan 2024 Water Resources Development Act on Monday. The bill comes as leaders in the House and Senate look to swiftly advance their measures before election year politics prevents legislative work from getting done. Both chambers are pushing slimmed down bipartisan versions of the bill this year, aiming to keep them narrowly focused on projects and avoiding efforts to include policy changes at agencies like EPA. That's it for Politico Energy. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter, Power Switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Our producer is Nirma Malaikal. I'm Josh Siegel. Thanks for listening and see you back here tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.